Welcome to the Personal Financial Planning Section podcast, delivering insights from experts on tax, retirement, estate, risk management, investment planning, and practice management, designed to help you best serve your clients and take your practice to the next level. I'm your PFP Section host, Sarah Bradley. Be sure to visit us at aicpa.org/PFP and stay tuned at the end of the episode for information on how to access valuable resources. And now over to our guest.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm Paula McMillan, CPA, PFS, CFP, CGMA, a senior financial advisor at Stearns Financial Group in Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm delighted to speak with you about retirement planning. This podcast is part of a four-part series, Retirement Planning for CPA Financial Advisors. Today, we'll talk about making conversations count, integrative financial planning, focusing on what's important that can be influenced by us. Let's take the conversation out of the conference room and into life for true transformations. Empowering, right? You'll also want to tune in for the national evolution of retirement planning, shifting plates. Admittedly, we have limited influence over social programs. However, understanding their evolution and current state helps clients plan. It underscores why a passive approach to retirement will likely fail, a great motivator for proactive planning. Also, be sure to check out Surveying the Retirement Landscape, Research Before Design. Where are we from the national, employer, and personal perspectives? What do we need to know now? We'll learn some lessons from the ninth hole, what current retirees have to say. We ask, what's there to learn from those already retired? Plenty. I wish I would have done that, but boy, am I glad I did this. So let's get started with our discussion of making conversations count, integrative financial planning, and what you need to be thinking about now. The people and influences you surround yourself with today will dictate where you are in 5 years. Do you believe this old adage? Consider how a particular client, a friend, or even yourself would answer these questions. How much of your time was spent reading financial books or magazines last week? What financial television, radio, or podcast shows did you tune into? How many financial conversations did you have? Who is influencing your financial decisions? Whose are you influencing? A more proactive approach to financial and retirement planning through increasing the level, frequency, and intensity of these interactions and activities can have profound results. Over time, incremental changes could make a meaningful, measurable difference in your resources available for retirement and other goals. These are thought-provoking questions to ponder. I would submit that they are very different questions and conversations than what might be taking place at many dinner tables, water coolers, or soccer games today. However, maybe they should be. I'm not suggesting that we all need to be personal financial advisors. However, if you look at our national numbers for retirement readiness, they would indicate that much more needs to be done. Challenges with financial readiness span across socioeconomic levels. Even those at very high socioeconomic levels are often challenged with maintaining a desired lifestyle. Increased longevity, rising health care costs, and other concerns. Truths that we come to believe through what we read, study, and experience can really take flight when shared in conversations. Conversations can bend and stretch thoughts into new shape. Conversations can motivate us to act where we might not otherwise. Conversations can be transformational. What if financial planning was more integrated into the fabric of your clients' conversations with others? If we could effectively encourage a little more attention and energy toward our clients' interactions with family and friends, would it make a difference in their outcomes? Economist Richard Thaler would likely say yes. He won a Nobel Prize for helping us better understand the growing science of behavioral economics and authored the global best-selling book, Nudges. Thaler commented that the bulk of the breakthroughs experienced by he and his contemporaries come through types of conversations, stories, and thought experiments. A lot of his work centers around setting up your environment for success to make it easier to make the right decision in the right direction every time temptation becomes greatest. I would submit that procrastination is our greatest temptation when it comes to retirement planning. Some people build a 5 a.m. workout into their schedule every day to prioritize something that might otherwise be crowded out. Others meditate or read their Bible or other religious texts before going to sleep each night, while still others call their parents every Sunday evening. Outside of financial professionals, how many people do you know that establish such priorities around financial planning? Please know that my question is not a judgment. It's simply posed to generate discussion and ideas. Unfortunately, because people are often afraid of entering into these conversations with anyone, trusted advisor, family member, or friend, financial and retirement planning often stops before the conversation starts. People pay a heavy price for procrastinating. I find several common reasons why people procrastinate and close up when it comes to financial and retirement planning. They rationalize, "It's too complex. I have too many things on my plate. I'm not sure I want to see the results. My income and spending seem in line with my neighbors, peers, and friends. It seems to be working for them, and they seem like they have it all together, so it should probably work for me." This last point is less about keeping up with the Joneses than it is about developing a false sense of security. It's easy to become desensitized to saving when you're normalizing to what is around you. In fact, those who save are often discreet about their bargains to the point you would not know that they were savers. Be careful that you're not the one that didn't get the memo. I'll always remember a neighborhood Christmas party at a 7,000 square foot home where I walked in to put my coat in the bedroom and the owner of the home was whispering to some other ladies about how little she paid for her drapes at IKEA. The curtains were lovely. I would have never known. Another example of how not everyone avoids these conversations is often found with wealthy parents and their children. Since before my 12-year-old son was born, I have always asked parents with successful children for child-rearing tips. One consistent tip that I found more often than all others was to protect dinner time. No matter how busy or hectic work was at the time, I have heard busy executives and business owners say time and again that they would prioritize heading home for the dinner hour with the family. They'd often jump back on the computer at night or whatever else needed to be done, but the dinner conversation was paramount. While I do not believe they were discussing the technical differences between a SEP and a traditional IRA, I am sure there were many subtle financial lessons passed on at the dinner table. What if we were just a bit more purposeful? I've been known to play TED Talks for my family before dinner to discuss and share comments at the table. Check out my TED Talk, "Financial Security Later in Life is Not a Later Issue," when it is posted later in 2019. There are also some really good ones on frugal living. We could argue that our national retirement savings problems stem from the right systems not being in place for saving. However, even in cases where people have adequate access to 401ks, IRAs, and other tax and company-incentivized retirement savings plans, savings rates are too often not what they need to be to fund a person's lifestyle in retirement. Admittedly, this is more of a problem at lower socioeconomic levels. However, no matter what income level, keeping up with one's lifestyle for 30 years in retirement with inflation, taxes, volatility, and no paycheck can be challenging for anyone. Please take a moment to think about how successful, lasting change most often takes place. Behind most great weight loss stories is a gradual change to a healthy diet rather than a fast-type crash diet. With most stories shared by titans of industry about how they built their mega corporations are a litany of successes and failures, with many lessons learned along the way. Even great political and social leaders who accomplished feats thought impossible have their stories of ups and downs. Successful lasting change is so often incremental, as in the examples just noted. Could the challenges our country and some clients face with accumulating adequate retirement savings have something to do with conversations that did not take place along the way? Maybe not enough of those conversations happened. Maybe greater depth was needed. What if financial planning were intentionally discussed more in an organic format within you and your client circles, family, school, work, religious, and civic organizations? Could they be integrated into normal processes and activities? Consider the impact on an individual, a family, a culture, if financial planning was more part of the fabric of our lives. What if financial conversations were not only tolerated, but encouraged at the dinner table? What if parents de-emphasized gifts and celebrated holidays for their true purposes? What if financial planning was a required course in public school, from elementary to college? What if grandparents saw it as their responsibility to pass financial knowledge down to the generations? What if employers were committed to financial wellness programs with measurable success criteria? What if you started a book club based on reading books on financial topics? What if you started a side business with your child? Some of this may seem far-fetched to you, while innocuous to others. However, since positive decisions compound, these incremental wins can be powerful. Spend a little time cruising the internet, browsing movements like frugal living, FIRE, or financially independent, retire early, or HENRY, high earner, not rich yet. These are people who've adopted lifestyles that actually feel empowered through their sacrifices and conviction toward living life differently. Not interested in keeping up with the Joneses, they want to surpass them in their own way. We have tremendous power. We have a great capacity for driving change in our lives and others. Through defining our own lifestyles and adopting behaviors to support them, we can carve out the ultimate retirement that we aspire to enjoy. Retirement planning goes hand in hand with financial planning. They are two sides of the same coin. We could go a long way toward achieving our retirement goals by better integrating finance in our lives. Waiting until our 50s or even 60s to plan for retirement is too late for a lot of people. Retirement conversations should just be part of the natural culmination of the financial planning conversations that happen throughout one's life. Openly sharing what we learn about a financial topic is an expression of care and concern. When we know people who could benefit from our knowledge and don't share it, it just seems callous. As a society, do we owe more to our fellow men and women? As friends, would bringing up some of these topics make us a better friend? As family members, does our nurturing and care extend to their financial matters? As employers, do we have specific, measurable financial wellness initiatives underway? Now, as advisors, we understand the role we play in conversations with our clients well. We leave no stone unturned in understanding their unique situation. We help them better define and prioritize their goals. We demonstrate our intelligence through the questions that we ask. Our creativity and experience are evident in the recommendations we offer. These abilities are core to being a trusted, successful advisor. My suggestion is simply to add to the current client conversation. Encourage clients to broaden and deepen their financial conversations outside of your office with family and friends. It will help them better, more fully nurture those they care about within their inner circle while keeping their own financial and retirement planning goals front of mind and combat procrastination. If the people and influences we surround ourselves with today will dictate where we are in 5 years, let's choose the right people, the right influences, and make these conversations count. I'm delighted that you joined me for this podcast within the four-part series. In the full series, Retirement Planning for CPA Financial Advisors, we discussed the landscape of retirement planning, the national perspective, making financial planning conversations count, and what we learn from current retirees. On behalf of the PFP section, this has been Paula McMillan, CPA, PFS, CFP, CGMA, Senior Advisor at Stearns Financial Group in Greensboro, North Carolina. To continue the conversation, connect with me personally on LinkedIn or via email at pmcmillan@stearnsfinancial.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, I highly encourage you to visit the PFP website and take a look at the Advisor's Guide to Practical Retirement Planning. Stay tuned for Sarah Bradley, who will tell you how to find these valuable resources. Thank you for listening.
And thank you for sharing with our community of listeners. Want more information, resources, tools, and guidance on technical and practice management topics? Visit aicpa.org/PFP and check out the show notes for this episode as well. So if you're not already a member, think about joining the PFP section, which is designed to save you time, help you best serve your clients, and take your financial planning practice to the next level. You'll gain access to a robust selection of high-quality technical and practice management resources like guides, 24/7 access to an online learning library, client communication and education tools, up to 8 hours of free CPE, and more. Don't forget to leave us a review so we can continue bringing valuable and relevant content. And subscribe to our podcast channel so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to next time.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.